Acknowledgements. Publishing is a job of patience, for which the patience of Job is needed. Works better in print. My thanks go to editor Gillian Taylor and to the head of Michael Joseph, Louise Moore, who each waited resignedly for at least 2 years for me to get round to delivering this book. When you start on your way to Ithaca, pray that the journey be long. So begins C.P. Gavaffi's great poem, Ithaca. In my case, the road was indeed a long one. I could and should have written Odyssey during that pestilential pandemic to which we do not wish to return, even in mention and memory. But something about that experience robbed me of the ability to concentrate. The small flood of film and television assignments that flowed my way the moment the lockdown's dam at last broke kept me from the writing desk too. But here the book is, and never a word of complaint from either of them. Nor did my agent, Anthony Goff, wag a finger or add the least pressure. They all had faith that I would get round to it. I thank them very deeply. Thanks also to Kit Shepherd, whose diligent and scholarly copy-editing makes sure that my errors of logic, geography, and history are put right, that my errant east is replaced with the accurate southwest, my ill-assigned cousin amended to nephew, my Bronze Age corrected to Iron Age, and so forth. And once more, thanks to audiobook supremo Roy McMillan for his endless patience and skill. My life simply wouldn't work or make sense without the help of my Earth sister, Jo Crocker, and the tolerant support and understanding of my husband, Elliot. I sacrifice a hecatomb of figurative sheep and oxen to them in gratitude. The final full stop of which all writers dream and to which we all work is our Ithaca. But it can't be reached without the fair following wind that such a team as I am lucky enough to have at my back provides.